We continue our audio accompaniment with a debate on Google. It's 20 years since Larry Page and Sergey Brin created Google, now the world's most popular search engine. But as Google has grown, so have concerns that it is too big and too influential. So, is it time for the company to be regulated? Yes or no? Listen first to three arguments in favor of controlling Google.
Yes, Google should be controlled. It's anti-competitive. Google is too big. With 90% share of the Internet search market, it dominates the advertising industry, taking 77% of all online revenue, according to Bloomberg Media. This starves other companies, digital and analog, of cash, while making Google ultra-rich. It has become a massive conglomerate by purchasing more than 200 other companies. But the Internet is a public utility, and most of the information on it is freely available. So why are we all accessing it via a private company? In the digital era, Google should come under public control, just as essential utilities such as the water, electricity, road, and rail networks were nationalized in the past. It knows too much. Google collects data on us every time we use its services. Search histories, purchases, viewing habits, emails, photos, etc. This data is called the ledger, and potentially it is a powerful resource. For instance, a recent leak revealed that Google had explored ways of using the personal data in the ledger to influence users' behavior. For example, encouraging people toward Google's environmental goals by suggesting they buy local produce. Even if well-intentioned, this would rapidly turn into a form of political indoctrination. A Google spokesman dismissed the study as no more than a thought experiment. But should the company even be thinking this way? It's self-serving. By keeping its technology and research private, Google is holding back society. Google today is in a similar position to that held by America's original telephone company, AT&T, in the past. AT&T's monopoly produced vast profits that it also put into research, generating hundreds of technological patents, just as Google is doing now. In 1956, the U.S. government forced AT&T to make all its patents freely available for use by others. The result was an explosion of innovation that gave us solar power, lasers, mobile phones, satellites, and computer languages.
And now listen to three arguments against controlling Google. No, Google should be left alone. It's doing nothing illegal. Google's domination of the search engine world is not the result of illegal business practices. It simply offers the best service. People can use rival search engines such as Yahoo and Bing if they want, but only about 5% of us do so. That's our choice. Equally, those who are worried about the amount of data that Google collects about them can use a search engine such as DuckDuckGo, which doesn't collect data on users. Only 0.28% of people choose this option. So, why should Google be penalized for offering a service that most people clearly find superior, especially when it offers it free of charge? It gives great service. The fact that Google collects data on our web searches is not an abuse of its position, but an essential part of why it is so good. The more data it has about us and our search habits, the better it functions, for the benefit of everyone. Individuals get the most relevant search results and advertisements that are tailored specifically to their lifestyles. Why is that a bad thing? This data is also helping Google to develop artificial intelligence, AI, the crucial technology of the future. At present, America leads the world in AI, but that could change. Last summer, China revealed ambitions to lead the world in AI by 2030. It's too soon to judge. Society may decide to regulate tech giants such as Google and Facebook one day, but today it is far too early in the internet era to know how things will evolve. For example, back in the 1990s, Microsoft's Internet Explorer was becoming the default Internet search engine thanks to its dominance of computer software. Government regulations stopped that, just as Google arrived with a better product, and Microsoft has never quite recovered. Similarly, Google could be challenged by a new rival or technological advance at any time, so government regulation might be unnecessary.